Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start today with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Let's get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. You can find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, the description, social media. It's so important to say what God says about us because our words direct our life. So go ahead and say with me, say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it. So I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Once again, thank you for joining me today. However you're streaming, however you're part, I'm so glad that you're starting your day with faith in the morning.
He's the God who does miracles, signs, and wonders. You got to remember when you're reading, when he's talking to Israel, he says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God of generations. What I did for Abraham, what I did for Isaac, what I did for Jacob, I can do for you. Yes, you have stories about what God did for your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. That's great. But it's time for you to have your own story. You can't live off the faith of your grandparents, my friend. As you already heard earlier, faith has a short shelf life. You need to have faith for a miracle today. You need to have faith for a miracle in your own story today. Do you know what Romans chapter 8 tells us in verse 11? But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. The same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. As said in Galatians, he's the one who does miracles among us, and he gives life to your body. He gives strength to your body. He gives energy to your body. The Holy Ghost, the miracle worker who lives in your spirit, is actively trying to give your body what it needs. So acknowledge the miracle power on the inside. How do you do it? I've been having you say it all the time. I'm a miracle. Because what are you doing? You're acknowledging what God has done. You're acknowledging what he's doing, and you're setting your faith and expectation for what he will do. You have to grow in your expectation of miracles. Because you have to get past just believing God for just what you need. Because you have to grow to the place where we can believe God for what others need. Because while they're on the journey of growth, somebody's going to have to help them along. And why can't it be you? We have to expect bigger things. We have to expect wonderful things. We have to expect miracles. Because that's the order of the day. God wants to do miracles. He wants to do signs and wonders in your life. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter who you know. It doesn't matter who you've slept with. It doesn't matter all the weed you smoked. It doesn't matter what your past looks like. God has a plan for your life. And you are a miracle. And he has mercy for you today, for you to receive. But you have to receive it. He won't just make it happen. You have to make a choice that, God, I want it. God, I receive it. God, I partner with you. God's not looking for robots. He's looking for partners. He wants to partner with you. Will you let him? Will you partner with him through your faith and through your obedience? Because faith without works is dead. So I'm not doing stuff to make God do stuff. I'm doing stuff because I know God's going to do his part. I believe the grace of God's going to kick in. I believe the miracle power of God's going to kick in. Do you really believe that God can do a miracle in your life? That God can do a miracle in your marriage and your family? That God can do a miracle in your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids? That God can do a miracle in your business and your career? That he's not out of miracles, because he does miracles without number. I dare you to believe God.
Thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning. Know that something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles. Make sure you read today's newsletter. We love you so much. God bless.